from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. In Fallujah, Iraqi forces face resistance. Iraqi forces backed by an assortment of Shiite militias have faced harsh resistance in their multi-sided offensive to retake Fallujah from Islamic State extremists who've controlled the city since 2014. Humanitarian agencies are concerned the battle could come at a high human cost as IS is using civilians as human shields and reportedly preventing families from fleeing the fighting. Embattled Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced the offensive earlier this week, vowing the Iraqi flag would soon be flying over the city. The opposition Syrian Democratic Forces, the SDF, have launched an operation to capture areas north of Raqqa, the Syrian de facto capital of Islamic State. A senior SDF commander told VOA his forces, including Kurdish YPG armored units, are advancing from three different directions. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, during a visit to Uzbekistan, said Moscow is ready to coordinate efforts with the Kurds and the U.S.-led coalition to liberate Raqqa. But Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren rejected that proposal. In Washington, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner spoke of ongoing U.S. support of the SDF.
We do continue to work and support the efforts of the Syrian Democratic Forces to retake territory from Daesh and further isolate its transportation, communications, supply routes into Raqqa in order to really choke off their hold on that city.
Mr. Toner said U.S. priorities are twofold: to destroy the Islamic State as well as ending the five-year civil war by putting in place a cessation of hostilities and jumpstart a political process leading to a political transition. This is VOA News. The U.S. envoy to the Great Lakes region, Tom Perriello, told VOA on Tuesday the first round of talks to end Burundi's political crisis was a positive step forward.
I think a lot of credit goes to the facilitator, former President Nkapa, for being able to get the government to come to the table, some of the opposition to come to the table, and make a very public commitment to continue hearing from all of those who were not present. He's really set a tone of listening to all sides and has put the substance of the talks ahead of the pomp and circumstance of the talks.
Now, the first round lasted 4 days in the northern city of Arusha. The talks are aimed at ending protests and politically motivated violence. The Afghan Taliban has chosen a successor to its late leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, killed in a U.S. drone strike on Saturday in southwest Pakistan. Reports say Haibatullah Akhundzada has been tapped as leader, while Sirajuddin Haqqani and Mullah Yaqub have been designated deputy leaders. Thomas Ruddig of the Kabul-based Afghanistan Analyst Network said the new leader is not very well known outside of the Taliban.
The new leader, Maulawi, which is a religious title indicating higher Islamic studies, Maulawi Haibatullah Akhundzada, is not a very well-known person. On the other hand, he has been in the Taliban movement from the very beginning and also had occupied a couple of important positions. He comes from the Taliban judiciary, in which he served when the Taliban were in power here in Kabul between 1996 and 2001.
The announcement came as a suicide attack on a bus full of court workers occurred west of Kabul, killing at least 10 people. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warned Tuesday that Ankara will scrap a landmark migrant readmission deal with the European Union unless the Europeans authorize visa-free travel for Turkish citizens.
Şu anda 1 Haziran itibariyle,
Mr. Erdogan, speaking in Istanbul at the close of a UN humanitarian conference, said talks on the issue will be pursued over the next month, but if agreement is not reached, it will not pass the Turkish parliament. Europeans agreed to supply nearly $7 billion in aid to Ankara to help the government process migrants forcibly returned to Turkey from Greece. The Italian Coast Guard said about 3,000 migrants were saved Tuesday off the Libyan coast in nearly two dozen rescue missions. It said more than 5,600 migrants have been rescued in the southern Mediterranean in the past few days. Greek authorities removed about 2,000 people out of the makeshift camp at the Macedonian border. They're being taken to newly built, more permanent camps further inside Greece. Police say they expect the operation to relocate all 8,400 residents and will take a week to 10 days. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.